Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend, everybody say extend, from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the great sea on the west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Everybody say, wherever. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Let us pray. Oh God, we thank you that you are the same God of Joshua, and you are the same God for us. And we pray right now that you will just speak to us in a very clear manner. We are asking for your heart, we're asking for your mind, we're asking for your direction for all of us. Oh God, be with us. There's nothing more that we need, nothing more than your presence. So, Lord, speak to us in a very clear manner. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say, amen, amen. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Aha. May pamagat ako rito. Ang pamagat, going for the promised land. We're going to look at this story of Joshua having this direction from the Lord, and I believe that there are certain things here that we can learn and we can apply into our present situation right now. So, let's start. What are the lessons that we can learn from this story? Just three simple lessons, alright? Three simple lessons. Let's start in verses 1 and 2. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. Number one lesson, leave the past behind. All right? Leave the past behind. The reason why God was telling Joshua this obvious fact. Everybody say, obvious. I mean, why does God have to tell Joshua, Moses, my servant, is dead? Question, doesn't Joshua know that Moses is dead? He knows. But God has to emphasize that fact to Joshua, because Joshua would not lead his people with confidence if he will keep on looking back and think of, where's Moses? What about Moses? And so right now, I believe that God is telling us, hey, Moses is dead. People, this building will be dead. Don't think of Timog after this. Well, there are memories, of course. The good memories we keep. But we're not going to let, hey, buti sa Timog. People, dahil doon sa mabuti pa sa Timog. That's the mindset of the Israelites. You know, in Egypt, we had onions. I'm not even sure why they were bragging about the onions. I mean, have you read the stories? In Egypt, we had onions. In Egypt, ay, ano ngayon? Sibuyas, pinagmamalaki mo? And you remember Lot's wife. She looked back. Bagay, onion and salt. And God is telling us today, hey, leave the past behind. You know what? We have lots of wonderful, powerful, glorious stories in this place. But we cannot be held back by those wonderful, glorious stories. Of course, I have my wonderful stories here. It's in this spot where somebody was healed of her scoliosis. You remember that night when we had the extraordinary miracles night. Who was there that night? Kaming tatlo, all right? We had the extraordinary miracles night, and I still remember it was during that night when somebody had a very crooked spinal column. Tama ba? Yeah. Very crooked. And then she went up to the front, and then she was prayed for, and I remember it was Nama who did test, because, you know, medical doctors, they're supposed to know something more than us ordinary people do. Ang ginawa niya, this is how you test it, Pastor. And it's so vivid in my mind. Pinayuko niya yung babae, and it was so crooked. By the time she laid hands on that person, yung ganun na shape was straight. I mean, it's right here in my mind. Sabi, wow, Lord. I remember it was in that spot na si Marlo was shouting that particular day when I started talking about Acts 19:11 that God did extraordinary miracles through Paul. And I started talking about the extraordinary miracles that were happening in Argentina, the instant height increase, the instant weight loss. And I remember Marlo, Pastor, tara! Pastor, tara! And that egged me on. And honestly, I did not know what to do. Hindi ko lang sabi, hindi ko alam gagawin ko. But I was telling you some wonderful stories. And because of that, Pastor, tara, the entire congregation started going, Pastor, tara, let's go for it. I was caught right there. I was on the spot. Anong gagawin ko? Lord, anong gagawin ko? Nagkikwento lang ako. I have not experienced any instant height increase anywhere. But that was the first day. And I said, alright, so who has instant height increase? And everybody goes wild. Yeah! And so we had our very first instant height increase in this building. And we had our instant weight loss as well. And I also remember we had the instant weight increase as well. That story, that guy was seated right there. Kasama siya ni Ate Dulce. And this guy, he has to do with, is it fashion? I think he's a costume designer. He's a costume designer, and that worship service, I think we lasted until past 1 p.m. Because God was just doing some crazy, wonderful, glorious things in our midst. We were so excited, and there was this guy, sabi niya dito kay Ate Dulce, nagugutom na ako. Because it's past 1 p.m. Well, so Ate Dulce thought that was the reason that this guy was telling her, nagugutom na ako. Sabi ni Ate Dulce, matatapos na ito, huwag kang mag-alala. Hindi yun eh. Eh ano? All my life, I have never felt hunger pangs. Kaya ako hindi kumakain kasi hindi ako nagugutom. So if you will see that guy, payatot po siya. And that was the first time he felt hunger pangs. After 1 week, that guy was 20 pounds heavier. Hallelujah! I mean, I have lots of stories in this house. Lots of stories in this house. We have heard angels sing in this house. We have seen the glory of God like cloud in this house. We have experienced the gold dust in this house. It was everywhere. Lahat ng mga speakers na yan, everywhere. Gold dust everywhere. I remember Pastor June and Ate Louie, they had their renewal of vows. Was it their 20th? 25th? And I remember, After the renewal of vows, the reception was also held here. And the motif for that renewal of vows was royal blue. I remember it. It's royal blue. Now, what's the significance of the royal blue? Because God rained down gold dust that particular night. And on royal blue, gold is so contrasting. Like it was clearly everywhere. I remember that. In my office, I was with someone. I was counseling someone. And when God showed up in that counseling, on that couch, all the gold dust was there. I have wonderful memories of this place. So, anong gagawin natin, Pastor? Dito na lang. Hindi. Moses is dead. Just because we have wonderful memories of Moses, it should not keep us or hold us back na dito na lang tayo. No, God has wonderful plans for us. Amen. Joshua, Moses is dead. It's true, you have wonderful memories of Moses. He led Israel for so many years. Wonderful miracles. Totoo, si Joshua Mills nandito eh. Umulan lang ginto eh. Ang totoo niyan, you know what? Any person who will try to say anything about that gold dust that is from the devil, it's fake. May naglaro lang na bata ng glitters. Umakyat dun siguro yung bata. Tsaka nagbudbud. Any person who will say that cannot convince me. Because it was right before my eyes that I saw this little cloud of glory over Joshua Mills' head. And it was raining down gold dust. So heavy, that when I saw that, it was like a rebuke to me coming from God telling me, kala mo, nakita mo na lahat? There's more. Tell the person next to you, there's more. There's more! There's more! There's more! So, even as we say, all right, Lord, we're leaving the past behind, it's because there's more. Because He is the God of the more. Amen? There's more. Sinexcited. Sinexcited on. Hey, you're there, John.
More in centuries.
Yeah. Yeah. Mabuti naman, nandiyan ka. Alright. The second lesson. Let's move on. You surprised me. The second lesson that we see from this story. Verse 3. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. And that even as God is promising Joshua, so I believe that God is also promising us. Hey, wherever you set your foot on, that place is yours. I remember there was a prophetic word that was released by A.L. Gill. Who remembers A.L. Gill?
A.L. Gill.
Paboritong teacher ni Pastor June. We love A.L. Gill. And A.L. Gill prophesied over us. He said, yours is a territorial church. Now, when he says territorial, that is to say, wherever we go, we bring the kingdom of God there. Not territorial as in, bawal kayo. No. Territorial as in, we bring the kingdom of God wherever we go. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Now, this is second lesson for us. Live in the present. Leave the past behind. Live in the present. What is the present? The present will be centuries. We move forward in faith. We move forward in faith, and that requires action. We set our foot. Hindi yan pa pwede na. You cannot just set your foot without moving. You need to do something. When we move to centuries, who wants to see the kingdom of God advance? Nobody advances without taking steps. Nobody sees the kingdom of God advance without taking steps. The kingdom of God is forcefully advancing. And forceful men lay hold of it. It cannot advance if we will not take our steps of faith. Yesterday, I had the wonderful privilege. I love ministering to the body of Christ. And so, Ate Lolit and I, we were in Bulacan. Went to this church after I got to minister. Ministry time, well, I was honoring the time that they gave me. So after my time, it was lunch break. I was there on the side. This lady, well, there was a line. There was a queue of people who wanted to be prayed for. So I got to pray for some of them. And it's just so wonderful how there are two stories that are so touching for me. Number one would be this guy who approached me and told me, Pastor, meron akong bato. I have this stone. I have this kidney stone. And it's causing me pain. Alright? Actually, there were two of them who approached me. The first was a urologist. Sabi niya, Pastor, I'm a uro. Sabi niya, uro. Urologist? Yes, I'm a uro. Yun nga lang, Pastor, ironically, sabi niya, meron akong bato sa kidney. Sabi niya, ganyan. Ah, wow. Okay. Pag-pray niyo naman ako. So, sabi niya, Pastor, ironic ano? Hindi naman, sabi ko. Nangyayari naman talaga yan. Doktor, may sakit. Para lang yung Pastor, may demonyo. It happens. Now, I don't say that in derision, people. Because you know my story. It's part of my journey with the Lord. Like, I was already born again. I am a Christian. I have Jesus in my heart. He's my Savior and Lord. And yet, I was addicted to pornography. So, you know my story. So, it happens. Like, everybody needs deliverance. Amen? Baka kasi may nanonood. Sabihin, sobra naman yung Pastor Hiram naman. Mga pastor, may demonyo. Ako po, dati may demonyo. In Jesus' name, wala na ngayon. Lord, kung meron pa, palayain mo ako. So I told him, sabi ko, no problem with that. Sabi ko, it happens. Like, you can be a doctor and also be sick. So I prayed for him. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke this bato. Sabi ko, be gone from his body. So after that, alis na siya, thank you so much, Pastor. Came another guy, the same story. Sabi niya, Pastor, ako may bato rin. Puro mga bato ito. So in the name of Jesus, I rebuke that. Right now, I command it to get out in Jesus' name. So, umalis siya. Alright? Maya-maya, bumalik. Lumuluha siya. Tuwan-tuwa. Sabi niya, Pastor, pumunta ako ng CR. Lumabas! Hallelujah! Woohoo! Now, and then, there was this other lady who approached me. And then she whispered to me her problem. Sabi niya, Pastor, meron po akong cyst. Meron akong bukol. That's the term that she used. Meron akong bukol sa breast na nakakapa. Sabi ko, talaga nakakapa mo? Opo, Pastor, nakakapa ko. Which one? The right or the left? Pareho pong meron. Alright. This is the deal. I'll pray for you. But after I pray for you, I want you to go to the restroom. Gusto kong kapain mo uli. Alright? Sige po. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke yung mga bukol. Be gone in the name of Jesus. And I command healing. Sige, sabi ko, punta ka restroom, papain mo. Matagal eh, matagal. And then she came back. Sabi niya, Pastor, lumiit na po siya. Sabi ko, oh, that's so good, that's so good. Eh, nagmamadali po akong umuwi, pabalik ng school, ng anak ko, kasi may isa akong anak, rarampa eh. Kung di niyo naintindihan yun, okay lang. Pero may anak ako na nag-modeling kahapon. At nanalo. Parang kinoach ni Pastor Millard. So sabi ko, you know what? Bilisan mo ha. You go to the restroom and check it out again. Sabi ko, let's pray for you. Lumabas. Sabi, lumiit na po. Sabi ko, one more time. One more time, because you remember, sabi ko, si Jesus, he prayed for this blind person, and when he came back, sabi, Lord, sabi Jesus, how is it? I see people, but they look like trees. So Jesus touched her a second time. You remember? So hinawa ko lang ni Jesus, and then how is it now? It's all clear. So sabi ko, let's do it again. In the name of Jesus, yung bukol be gone in Jesus' name. No more. Sabi ko, alis ka ulit. Check it out. Eh, nagmamadali ito lang. Sabi ko, yung anak ko, rarampa pa. Yung anak ko, rarampa. I had to drive. Pabalik. And I was waiting for her. Hindi pa siya bumabalik. Sabi ko, I really need to go. Pinagbilin ko siya doon sa isang liaison. Sabi, and his wife, sabi ko, yung wife, I think she will feel safe with you. Sabi ko, wait for this lady. Wait for her. Because I'm waiting for that testimony. I believe that God is doing something to her. Eto na. I was out the whole day. And gabi na. Gabi nang natapos yung gabi ko kagabi. Gabi nang natapos yung gabi ko kagabi. Alright? And so we arrived like 10 p.m. last night. By the time I turned on my messenger, I got the great news. Ang sabi ron, Pastor, lumabas siya doon sa restroom. Wala na po siyang nakakapang bukol. Hallelujah! 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 Now, what do those stories have to do with living in the present? When we live in the present, the Lord told Joshua, hey Joshua, I will give you every place where you set your foot on. When God talks about setting our foot on something, it talks about us taking steps. Taking steps. We cannot see the move of God in our lives, in this church, through our lives, through this church, if we will not take those steps of faith. Halimbawa, kung yung lalaki na pinag-pray ko in the name of Jesus, yung bato, lumabas ka. At sabi niya, thank you po, Pastor. And then he leaves without even testing it. The miracle would not have happened. Yes. Hindi siya babalik na, Pastor, lumabas! Kung yung babae, after I prayed for her, did not go to the restroom and check it out, and you say, thank you, Pastor. At least na ipag-pray na ako ni Pastor. No, we need to do something. We need to take steps of faith if we are going to see God move in our behalf. For example, we have heard the prophetic word, you are a territorial church. What are we doing as a church? You are a territorial believer. You are a territorial Christian. What are you doing in your office? You are a territorial student. What are you doing in your school? We are a territorial church. What will we do in the mall? You know what I found out? I was told there are more than 15,000 BPO employees in Centris alone. Get 10% of that, you have 1,500 souls. We have our work cut out for us. Dami-dami. Ang dami-dami, lalapitan mo lang isa. Brad, sure ka na ba? You know, I've been hearing mixed reports from people, and I don't mind. There are some people who find the life-death card as very convenient. Have you heard of the gift of eternal life? Like, we have been winning hundreds of souls to the Lord. But there are some others who tell me, Pastor, mas simple yung sure ka na ba? Mas kaya ko yun. Okay lang, whatever works. The important thing is, we win souls to Jesus. Eh, Pastor, gusto ko yung EE, yung evangelism explosion. Go ahead! Have you come to the point in your spiritual life when you know for certain that if you were to die today, that you would go to heaven? Pastor, ulit, mahirap ulitin. Mahaba-haba. Like you have the two question marks right there. Suppose you were to die today, you would face God. And He were to say to you, why should I let you into my heaven? What would you say? That's evangelism explosion. Eh, Pastor, mas gusto ko yung four spiritual laws. Bahala ka, gusto mo five pa eh. It's up to you. The important thing is you live in the present. You shine your light in the present. Amen? Eh, mas effective ako nung nasa Timog. Moses is dead. Live in the present. Now, I want you to prayerfully consider, Lord, paano mo kong gagamitin pag nalipat na kami doon? Sino excited? Live in the present. Find the greatness, find the goodness, find the glory of God in the present. Because God will definitely be there for us. I love this poem by Patrick Overton. Listen to this. When you walk to the edge of all the light you have, when you walk to the edge of all the light you have and take that step into the darkness of the unknown, you must believe that one of two things will happen. Either there will be something solid for you to stand on, or God will teach you how to fly. Lord, what's in store for us? We're stepping into the unknown. What's in store for us? God may be teaching us how to fly. All right, number three. Number three, the third lesson. What's number one? What's number two? All right, what's number three? You don't know yet. Look to the future. Look to the future. What's the future? Verse 4. Let's start in verse 4. Look to the future. Your territory will extend. Everybody say, will extend. Sina excited dun? Oh, wow. Your territory will extend. Verse 5. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Verse 7, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous. Everybody say, prosperous.
Prosperous.
Who wants to prosper? And successful. Who wants to be successful? Oh, wow. Verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Have you noticed that in these verses 6, 7, 8, 9, God actually repeated a line three times? Four verses, one line, three times repeated. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Why? Because as we look to the future, God is removing us from our comfort zone. This is not comfort zone. Actually, that was the problem with the Israelites in Egypt. Isipin ninyo, nagre-rejoice dahil sa sibuyas. In Egypt, there were onions. In Egypt, there were onions. Wow, onions. In Egypt, there were onions. What do you call that? That's comfort zone. They were comforted by the fact that there were onions. And God is telling him, no, I have something better for you. It's a land full of milk and honey. Full of milk and honey. Yun nga lang, in their pursuit of the land full of milk and honey, they have to face the Anakites and the Jebusites and the Perizzites and the Ammonites and the Moabites and the termites and No, you love Vegemite. All the ites. You are going to face them. If you are going to take a hold of the promised land, hey, there's going to be warfare. So be strong and be very courageous. Because there will be attempts by the enemy to thwart the plan of God for us. And I'm talking here in spiritual terms. The devil will not hand over the kingdom of God to us on a silver platter. So as we go for the destiny that God has planned for us, He's telling us, hey, be strong, be courageous.